It was a night, the third night of my reward. I had won an amateur contest, and I was allowed to sing at the happy hour, which is like 8 to 11 in a nightclub. And the third night, this guy from Hitsville, USA, very beautifully dressed, good-looking man. I thought he was going to hit on me. He gave me a card after my last number and said, come to Hitsville, USA. You have talent. And I felt that that was my discovery. I'd hoped to be discovered. I'd sang with the group called the Delphi's, and we had a record, but it didn't sell. So I was being Martha LaValle when they found me in this nightclub. And I had sang Gin House Blues, Canadian Sunset, and Fly Me to the Moon, songs that, you know, the trio could play. And when he gave me that card, I said, okay. I went to the studio the next morning instead of going to my dry cleaning job, and was asked by him when I saw him at 9 o'clock secretarial time, what are you doing here? He had on the same suit that he had had on the night before.
Right.
He hadn't slept because he was writing this song for this drummer, Marvin Gaye. And I said, don't you remember giving me a card? You asked me to come here. He said, yeah, but you're supposed to take the card and call for an appointment. We have auditions every third Thursday. Well, the phone was ringing off the hook in this little tiny office. And I started answering the phone. He said, I'll be right back. He was gone 3 hours. I took over. I took messages. There were 17 writers in that office. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Each one that came in that morning would ask me, who are you? You know, well, I'm Martha Reeves, and I'm waiting on William Stevenson to come back. Can I help you? You know, may I take a message?
Yes.
All of the guys seemed like they had wives and women, everything. You know, I learned how to be a good secretary.
Okay.
And when he came back, I was indispensable. I was part of the office then. I got musicians paid when the sales department said, well, we don't pay except on Fridays. This was Monday.
Yeah.
I got these guys their money, or they weren't going to record across the hall.
Yeah.
I think that's when I won their favor. Funk Brothers played my music with different rhythms and different techniques than they did most of the other artists at Hitsville. That was their unique way of finding out whose song it was and playing in a certain way for them.
Really?
So our music doesn't sound like any
of the rest. So, Martha, what was in your mind when you were in that building there? Were you trying to wheedle your way? Were you trying to get into that position consciously so that you had a chance as an artist, or did it just...
I was going with the flow. Yeah. I was asked to answer a phone, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
But he knew that I came there to sing.
Yeah.
So instead of sending me away, saying, come back the third Thursday of that month to do an audition, I guess it was in the plan. I knew how to answer a phone because I'd had a commercial course in high school. So I answered Martha Reeves A&R department. May I help you? Who are you? Well, may I help you? Where's Mickey? Oh, you mean Mr. Stevenson?
Yes.
So I played the role, and it paid off.
Just thinking of the Motown, I know you're going to say I'm not going to pick one for you, but is there, because you're not going to have a favorite, but is there one that's not a Martha Reeves and a band that is particularly special to you personally, Martha?
On a Motown
From Motown,
record?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Marvin Gaye's first album, we were on his label, on his album cover.
Yeah.
And he sat at the keyboard, a Hammond organ, and played the bass to a song and sang Wherever I Lay My Hat, That's My Home. And that's the one that I favor on that particular Stubborn Kind of Fella album that Marvin sang. And the background's wailing. We're wailing behind Marvin Gaye. But the song is Wherever I Lay My Hat, That's My Home.